In Libya, coalition airstrikes today continued to pound away at Muammar Gaddafi's forces. A Libyan warplane was shot down by a French jet today in what seemed to be the first attempt by Gaddafi to violate the no-fly zone. Despite the days of Allied bombings, the Libyan regime continues to attack rebels from the ground, and the rebels have shown little sign of mounting any new offensives. Since the protests began last month, hundreds of Libyans have been detained by Gaddafi's security police. Most of those detained are not part of the armed rebellion. Many remain unaccounted for. Hassan El Amin was born in Libya. He is now based in London. He's involved in Libyan opposition activities and edits a website called Libya of the Future, or Libya Mustaqba. El Amin says that two of his brothers were picked up by Libyan security police in early February. Do you know, Hassan, where they are right now?
We really don't have any idea where they are. It's most likely that they might be taken to Tripoli along with others the day before the Intifada started. They basically picked up quite a few writers and artists and Facebook activists. At that time, we thought that they have picked them up because they thought that if something happens in the country, they are more likely to take part because they are known of their activities.
But they weren't, just to be clear, they weren't protesting at the time.
No, they weren't. It was the day before before that. So they were not taking part in anything.
So where were they when they were detained?
My brothers, they picked up from Misrata, from their own houses.
And as you suggested there, these are people we don't hear about a lot, but hundreds of them who have been detained, many of them writers and artists. And was that the case for your brothers as well?
Yes, that was, as I said, the day before the Intifada started. It was on the 15th of February. Following that, when the events started taking place, there was a pattern kept occurring until now, whereby the security forces, whenever they enter a city or the outskirts of the city, they will pick up especially young people. So they picked up quite a lot of people from Misrata, from Zawiya, from Zintan. I mean, the numbers are in thousands. We have had unconfirmed report, and I hope it's true. This report is saying that some detainees from Misrata have been returned to Misrata today coming from Sirte. And what happened is, according to this report, that some people in Sirte have managed to release them, to help them basically escape. And 24 of them already arrived in Misrata, and the rest are on their way. Now, I have to stress that this is not yet a confirmed report. If this is true, then that would give us a new piece of information, which basically Sirte could be another place where detainees are held. And also, it tells that maybe there is something going on inside Sirte itself. Some people have managed actually to release prisoners. Then obviously something is going on over there.
All right. Thank you for talking to us, Hassan El Amin, a Libyan who's now based in London. His website is called Libya Mustaqba, or Libya of the Future. We'll make a link at our website, theworld.org. Thank you, Hassan.
Thank you very much.